I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.
Another episode of RSN Live post Sonic Boom discussion. What am I going to discuss? I think the music is a good indicator of what's going to be discussed about tonight. So. I got to be honest with you. It was mildly disappointing. Sonic dancing awkwardly by himself for 10 minutes. I'm just going to put that out there. I have no idea what they did. So, to get that problem. So, yeah. That's how speechless I am about this. I honestly can't really think too much of what to say here. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, they put a lot of effort into it, but, you know, kind of like one of those, I'm glad that they had alcohol available, that's all I'm going to say, for the time being, that's right, spam the fuck out of this show. I'm not gonna dance for you. I'm not your monkey. I don't dance. I'm not made of liquid, John. So, yeah. A lot of interesting things going down. I do, obviously, have a lot of talking. Well, here's the thing. I had a lot of talking in my head, and then it kind of just disappeared, and that seems to be how it works with this show, is I get there, and then it's like, gone. So, obviously I gotta recover that sense of what I was gonna ramble about. And I don't even have my folder open. What is that about? I thought I had it open. See what you done, Sega? You done made me not be able to figure out what I'm doing. So, well, we're gonna go ahead and just get started with the music, and then I'll get into discussing the disappointment, a bunch of other things. So, yeah, ours on live.
Labs, Supersonic. I kill Dr. Robotnik. Supersonic dance attack.
Biggest complaints I've read so far about, well, second biggest complaint I've read about for Sonic Boom was apparently, like, I don't know, maybe I just wasn't really paying too much attention, but I mean, I knew they weren't really playing Sonic music outside of Crush 40, and then once they did their whole shtick. By the way, it was just June and Johnny, that was it, it wasn't the entire band, so I think it would have been more accurate if they had advertised Johnny and June, not Crush 40 performs live. Because, I don't know, maybe that's how they roll normally, but I kind of expected more. And I was mildly disappointed by that. By the way, they seem like okay guys. I mean, I said hi to them while they were walking down on the street. I wasn't, you know, oh my god, can I get your picture? Because, I don't know, maybe I'm just, like, maybe I'm just weird, but I don't want to be that guy that just randomly runs up to you. Oh my god, can I get a picture of you? Especially with the outfit I was wearing. well, it wasn't really an outfit. It was a Sonic t-shirt and this hat. Could you imagine how creepy that would be, running up to someone on the streets and doing that? Especially, apparently St. Louis is kind of a questionable city. That's another thing I feel I should mention about this event. Not more than 1.5 blocks away from the venue was a St. Louis Police Department nuisance abatement vehicle, and it looked like a SWAT truck, but it wasn't. It had cameras on it, and in the bottom corner of the truck, it said, "We are watching you." So hold on, let me pull it up. I have it online, so I can grab it real quick and show you. Hold on, we'll get there. I assure you, I will get there. Yeah, I thought Chicago would be questionable too, but apparently not. let's see if I can find it here. I gotta get an image. Add an image. See, I do this all on the fly. I'm weird like that. All right. Oh, hey, look at that. That's a little too big. Let's resize that so it fits the, well, there's, like, no resizing option. Oh, there we go. Fit the screen. There you go. That truck was no more than 1.5 blocks away from the venue the entire time. Keep in mind, I was down there Friday through Sunday. So, the entire time. So, it wasn't just for Sonic Boom, obviously. Like I said, I guess it must be a rough neighborhood. so, you know. yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to, like, read multiple chats here at the same time, and I'm like, failing miserably at this. So. Yeah. No, I think it's just a weird, rough neighborhood. So, yeah. Let's go ahead and pull that image down. I feel like I shouldn't have taken that picture. Like, eventually I'm going to get, like, arrested for taking that picture. It just hasn't happened yet. But again, that "we are watching you" in the corner there is just creepy as fuck, is all I'm going to say. But obviously I didn't get mugged. I didn't get shot, I didn't get stabbed, and that was taking public transportation. So, yeah. That was a weird experience. I'm sorry, it's just that's like the most stunning thing that stood out to me. I guess it's because I live in the suburbs and I don't see that kind of shit all the time. That I was just, you know, it's like, what the shit is this? So, other than that, there was the lack of Sonic music. Obviously, you know, they have to do setups and teardowns between segments. So, of course, they were streaming, like, non-Sonic music during this time. So, you know, Champagne Supernova. They seem to have an obsession with Oasis, because Wonderwall was played, too, like, multiple times. So, I don't know what to say to that. And the one that drew, like, the most ire from what I've seen is... They obviously had Sonic dance, you know, you've all heard about this by now. Sonic, you know, they had him, like, awkwardly dancing on stage for 10 minutes. I could probably find the video, but, do you really want to watch it? That's the question that I have to ask. Do you really want to watch Sonic dancing awkwardly? And apparently during this song, the N-word was uttered, so... You know, considering there were people as young as 4 years old at this event, I guess it was kind of like, oh my god. So, I think somebody didn't really plan this out. I think that's really the overall theme of Sonic Boom 2013, was lack of planning. lack of planning. And I say this because not only did it really seem like they kind of were like, what the fuck are we doing here? But they ran out of program material, seemingly. I don't know, maybe they planned this. I know that there was a clock. I saw a digital clock on the side of the stage, stage left, that had the current time on it. So, obviously they were looking at the time, but somehow along the lines they, you know, forgot to space it out, I guess. And again, I don't know. Sega is obviously the one who has to, you know, come out and say it. But it seemed to me like they completely blew through their programming material a little prematurely, which led to the now infamous Sonic dancing awkwardly for 10 minutes to rap. R&B and rap. It was... Let's put it this way, that's like... I saw, like, the first 30 seconds of that and went, time for another beer. So, other than that, you know, I have some other, like, this is kind of a nitpick on my part, but I feel that if you have, like, a buffet, and, fat guy talking buffet, but if you have some kind of, like, buffet, you don't clear it out before the end of the venue. You kind of just keep that rolling through the entire event. At least that's my thought process. But here's the thing. It's kind of saying though what? Here's the thing. It's my new. A lot of that stuff kind of looked like it was just bought from a corner grocery store like 2 hours beforehand. I did not have chili dog because those hot dogs did not look very pleasing. So, yeah. Nachos were okay though. I was okay with the nachos. The sliders really didn't do it for me, but hey, you know, White Castle over here, you kind of have to. They had a tough act to follow, considering all the stuff I can get in Chicago. You know, Portillo's chili dogs, which to me are some of the best. White Castle sliders, again, some of the best. So they had a lot to hold up to, and obviously it didn't work out too well. what else did I have? Oh yeah, there's of course a little disagreement about the location. A lot of people this year were pissed off about it not being in California. And to that, all I could say to that is, so what? It wasn't in California. They wanted to branch out a little bit. Granted, it it bombed, in my opinion. It bombed. You know, what else can I say?
It's no use!
So, obviously, you know, in previous years, for those who haven't been paying attention or those who haven't really cared, previous years they held it in San Diego during their Comic-Con. They kind of piggyback onto it. I assume that they kind of just took a look at it this year and went, yeah, maybe we can do this on our own. And they tried to. They went to St. Louis. God knows why. That's kind of like a really off-ball city in the Midwest, considering Chicago is, you know, 300 miles to the north. And, you know, at the same time, they were kind of having their own version of Comic-Con called WizardCon. So they could have piggybacked onto this, and it would have been okay, but they decided not to. And the numbers show support. Now, again, Sega is the one who has to come out and say this. They have to give the official figures. You can't trust hearsay. Looking at you, TSSZ, quoting my fucking tweet about my rough guesstimate of 300 to 450 people, which now everyone's going off of. So I do apologize for that, Sega. Please don't kill me. Please don't fly out here and kill me. They don't even have to fly out here. They have like a warehouse in Arlington Heights that they could just drive out here and kill me. I just see like a bunch of Sega vans roll up. And that was the last of voice. So I think that's really all I can really, like, you know, small gripe. So the Chao bobblehead that I got back there from Sonic Boom, I don't mean to be an asshole, Sega, but did you guys, like, forget to glue its head on or something? Because now I've, in the span of 5 days, its head has nearly fallen off twice. So, this was rushed. This was so rushed. I honestly feel that they probably just decided in July that they were going to do it. I don't know how. I assume Summer of Sonic, I assume they plan for more than like 4 months. It seems like, again, my overall complaint is it seemed like there was like a strong lack of planning going on. So, yeah, I'm dead serious. The Chao head has like nearly fallen off twice. So, a little quality is all I'm asking for. Maybe a shoot a little hot glue on the neck piece. Whatever. The DD is done. It's something that can be easily fixed on my end, so I'm not gonna spend too much time griping about it. Let's see. I think I should probably kick into some music again, and then we'll open it up to, since Trekkie has finally joined the Mumble Chat, our usual host of folks are on the Mumble. So I'm gonna go ahead, play some music, and then we'll get back into those discussions. See what happens. First, voice has to find music. His voice hasn't found music yet. His voice is a dumbass. Come on. Fine, we're playing this. As soon as I find. I suck. Let's come out with it. Hey, you know what? We'll play this, because honestly, they should have had this playing at fucking Sonic Boom. We'll be right back.
there's no turning back. Reach but never catch. You can't find that. Wonders you can't have.
There's no turning back. And we're back. So, for the record, that's the first time I've ever heard that song. I don't have, like, a rhyme or reason for the way I choose this music, except for that Sonic, or that Sega Carnival theme, because, as I said, you know, they could have just played that on a loop at Sonic Boom, and it would have been a little more appreciated. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and start opening up the Mumble Chat now, so if you just excuse me while I make some clicks over here. Gotta get the green phone. Please don't. One of these days, this thing is going to actually... There we go. And now it's on.
Kind of just muted.
Of course, someone's gonna echo, because why not?
That's feedback.
Feedback! See, I can hear it.
I don't think there's any feedback. No.
Alright, so, none of you guys were, of course, at Sonic Boom, so give me your thoughts on Sonic Boom.
It sounded like an amazing
event.
More like
Sonic.
Sonic Kaboom?
By the way, that intro was made, 30 minutes before the show tonight.
So it's just like Sonic Boom?
Yeah, I guess
you
put it
live. You sent that to me an hour ago.
I think I sent it to you, let's take a look here.
An hour ago. Like
5:13 p.m., 5:12 p.m., so
yeah.
That was like 45 minutes before the show. Alright, are we gonna... Are we gonna be anal about time here? I guess I was being anal about their buffet. So I guess turnabout's fair play.
Just be glad I wasn't doing the buffet. I would have poisoned you all.
Let me ask this. Did any of you guys watch the stream? Because I'm told that there was a stream.
I did watch it.
What the quality of it was, I have no idea. Because
I saw the dancing Sonic.
You saw Sonic. You saw Dancing Sonic.
I did. And
were you creeped out?
Well, I didn't understand what was going on because I had walked away for a second and came back to it, and I was like, what is going on? What happened?
Could have been worse. They could have one of the Amys get up on stage with them. And one of them was
No one seemed to be liking it. Like, there didn't seem to be any crowd doing anything. It just seemed to be this guy sort of, like, awkwardly sort of...
I feel bad for that guy.
He got his money's worth
that night. Oh yeah, I got my $25 worth.
No, the guy dancing. He must have been paid well.
Could have been a chick for all I know.
Oh yeah.
Kind of just went, shit, we're kind of got an hour left. You get the hat on him, go back on stage. What am I gonna do? I don't care, just do something.
Well, looks like got more Crush 40 out of them. I mean, they have more songs.
I'm not sure, like, if Johnny and June were like, fuck it, we're out, around that point.
No, I heard they were sitting in the back. I was reading on Sonic Retro, and, like, one of the users saying they were, like, sitting right next to them for, like, the entire duration of the show, talking to them. I don't know, I can't remember the name of the user, but that's what I read.
Honestly, I would have to imagine that they kind of both had their faces in their hands, like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I would.
I know if I was like, I can't pronounce their names, but if I was like in the game designer's position and I was sitting there watching, I'd be like,
Isaac Katan and Koshino, whatever he's called. I can't remember his name.
I'd be in the upper balcony ordering the strongest drink I could get. Which, by the way, I could have. I just didn't. I decided to go with beer because there was the whole thing about having to get back to the hotel. Even though I just walked, you know, I'd rather be able to walk and not fall over 20 times over in a neighborhood that has a nuisance abatement truck.
Remember, it's watching you.
It's like walking to Manchester Central, to Manchester Piccadilly Gardens, while joking.
I pass out and everyone kind of just steals all my shit. I wake up naked on the streets of St. Louis.
Where's my Sonic hat?
Did you know the trivia questions?
Some of them I did not know, but the rest of them are kind of just like, you fools!
You should have known that.
What color is Sonic the Hedgehog?
Purple. And you goddamn moron! Smack! Smack!
Echo smack.
Echo smack. It's the best kind of smack. It's a double smack.
Yes.
Oh, I have like an audio clip for this. Let me see if I can find it. I have to find it. It's probably going to take a while. I probably won't play over the stream.
That's something I won't lie.
Well, oh god, did anyone hear that?
Oh,
it kind of just lagged out for. Oh god, now like. Oh no. Why are there 20 things open? Stop that.
I have the stream muted so I can hear mumble better.
Stop that right this instant, computer. And. Freaking YouTube. Oh yeah, we're just gonna log you into random accounts.
Oh, Windows.
Let's see. I have no idea if this is going to,
This is what I get for trying to use push to talk.
Alright, I gotta mute you guys, because I gotta see if this works or not, and if it doesn't, I'm gonna look like a jackass, but, you know. Alright, let's see if this plays. I'm fairly certain it will not. No, I don't see it. I don't see it playing. Here's what we'll do. We'll just, tell you what, we'll just download it. That sounds like a good idea. Just... the awkward cutback. Hold on a second. Let me try to download this and feel free to talk about stupid shit.
Why did you just say Alien Colonial Marines is the best game everyone clearly Sonic 06 is?
Oh my god, sorry. You're
what
right.
Happened? What?
I was reading the Twitch chat.
You've got me all confused now.
I'm always confused. I actually seen that in like Tesco the other day and I was like, no.
Okay, download it. It's grabbing it. Oh, by the way, that's the other thing I kind of like went, what the hell with this? I'm wearing the official Sonic Boom t-shirt right now. The problem is the actual decals are all on the back. So.
What?
Really? No idea why.
That sounds.
They went weird on me, is what they did.
Meanwhile, Yuji Naka is at Disneyland in Japan. However it is. Where is he? Oh, he's in Alaska. What?
I actually have to find... There it is. That's the one we want. I downloaded the wrong one. I'm an idiot. Yeah. Come on. You guys should expect this by now. There's, like, no way to do a Sonic stream without some kind of fuck-up. It's just not possible.
Just
I know it.
There.
People and listening know it. The entire history of the world knows it.
Just ask Sonic Radio.
Ba-dum-tsh.
No.
Hold on one second. I gotta find it now. FFmpeg. Yes, I wanna input this file.
Why? What are you doing for FFmpeg again?
Huh?
Get.
What am I doing in FFmpeg? I am converting it to MP3 so I can play it over the stream.
Aha! Internet DJ console won't play videos.
No, it won't, and I wouldn't expect it to. Alright. Let's jump back over here. Let's clear this out. Playlist. Empty. Jump you back over here. Insert audio file. Alright. So, now watch, this probably won't work, and it's probably the wrong thing. Again, I'm not, like, checking these before I start, so, yeah.
Alright,
so now I gotta mute you guys all again. Well, I gotta deafen myself. There we go. Let's see if this works.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, a simple wrong would have done just fine, but
you remain.
So, there you go. Honestly, if that's probably the way I would respond if I was actually hosting a Sonic trivia thing. And someone's lagging like crazy over there. Who's lagging?
Rax, fix your feedback.
It's always Rax. Classic Rax.
Hello, LA.
Classic Rax.
All I have to do is undo the stream and hold down the volume.
So, yeah. That's pretty much like. Like, how was the stream quality-wise? Because apparently they poured a lot of money into streaming this thing.
It was better looking.
I think it was lagging a bit.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Well, of course you didn't watch it, Brax. You're not a true Sonic fan.
It looked like HD. I'm not gonna watch people be at a con for 5 hours.
Yeah, we'll watch Sonic, Summer of Sonic for... How long was it? Like 10 hours? 5? 7?
About 6 hours, I think.
A long time. I was told it started at 10 a.m. and went through 7 p.m.
Not me.
So, we got chipped in the U.S. What the hell? So, like, all they could afford over there was, like, 5 hours at the... the pageant?
Yeah.
Or are they gonna, like...
$25 ahead.
$25 ahead, they couldn't give us a little bit more. All they gave us was a mildly disappointing buffet and a awkwardly dancing Sonic.
And the questionable music that they played over the stream.
Again, that's what I heard, is this: the music stream was like...
It was like hip-hop music, and like, it's like, do you even know your audience?
Maybe they did. Maybe it was a commentary. Maybe they were like... Listen, you fuckers, we know you're not going to listen to Sonic music and be entertained because it's not Crush 40, so here's some shit.
It's some gangster music, yo, because we're in St. Louis, because we are gangsters.
Well, you know what? If it was gangster music, where was Shadow?
Did CJ ever show
up? He was in the ghetto.
Where was Shadow?
He was in the ghetto. In the ghetto.
See? Sega, you need to call me up on this, because I've got these great ideas. I'm just saying.
They should have just added 90s rock to all the hip-hop and it would have become San Andreas.
So basically, Hardline.
And then we can have Sonic riding around on stage on a bike.
Trying to chase a train.
Sonic racing.
Actually, serious idea here. I want them to have, like, drive around in one of those, like, Power Wheels, but it's, like, designed like his car from All-Star Racing Transform. Am I, like, the only one here who thinks that's a good idea?
All you had to do is chase the damn train, Sonic.
I see some comments flowing in the Twitch chat that the Summer of Sonic... Again, you know, if these guys had given me enough advance notice, I would totally... Sega, if you ever listen to this podcast, which I know you won't, but if you do, I will totally... drag my desktop and laptop down and I will totally do an RSM live at Sonic Boom. I almost said Summer of Sonic. I don't want my computer smashed by customs.
Should I do like the complete opposite? I'll go down with my laptop and do a Summer of Sonic.
I will totally do this if you just give me the thumbs up on it, which you won't. Even then, if they have like, if they listen to this, I assure you, you're like, fuck that asshole. Here we put on this amazing event, and here he is just tearing it down because of fucking chili dogs and nachos.
And a fucking
nuisance abatement vehicle. Like, this is a bad thing. It just makes sure there's gonna be no problems.
It's the only thing the lacking was maple leaf syrup.
I'm telling you. Summer, you know, Sonic Boom Canada in Timmins.
I think Timmins is the best location.
You get a complimentary bottle of maple syrup shaped like Sonic's head.
That'd be awesome.
No. Silver the Hedgehog. It makes more sense.
Oh. Are you saying that Silver is a Canadian?
Yeah.
Because I gotta be honest, Canadians aren't that violent. At least that's what I've been led to believe. Has Canada been lying to me?
No.
Unless you call Phil Fish.
Except for hockey games. There, it seems that's where the politeness goes away.
Well,
so we can have like a Sonic themed hockey game. Sonic themed hockey game. Come on, you know you want to see it. Huh?
Will you be playing voice?
A Sonic in a dress. What else?
Anyways, I think we all know Zach doesn't have a sense of humor. I mean, look at what happened to those role-playing people on Twitter.
What happened? Oh, the role-play. Yeah, that thing. That crazy thing.
They decently piss Sega off. It's not known to the general public. Well, like, they're doing a certain kind of role-play.
Well, I would assume that Sega would be pissed off if you had, you know, their characters doing it on Twitter, but then again, there's so much Sonic Rule 34 porn out there that I figured by now Sega would just be like,
okay,
whatever, guys, whatever, I'm out.
Yeah.
But that was like a while ago, that was last year, so that's old news. That was barely audible, I gotta be honest with you. If you just send me the clip, I'll just, like, put that in the soundboard or something. Oh, he's actually doing it.
Classic Shaddix. Always talking to drunk women.
Hold on. I got a W-get-it. W-get, which, by the way, is apparently now a terrorist tool.
Terrorist tools.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know, I was amazed too. I was like, what the fuck?
What? Server problem?
Alright, here we go.
It's just like how Bitcoin's only used to buy drugs.
Alright.
No copyright law in the universe is going to stop me!
There we go. Okay, I played it, and I muted you while I was doing it, because I'm that awesome.
Oh dear.
But, again, like I said earlier, I think this whole problem stems from the fact that, like, Sega seems to, like, wait until the very last minute to pull these off. And I'm sorry, but you can't really plan these in, like, a month and a half. You just can't.
It's like,
you gotta
T-Bird, you got Rory AI planning it months and months in advance, and they have to save up all this money. Sega puts to it a tiny bit. They put so much more effort to it and more love into it, obviously. It's taken for years and years and years.
I would love to help, but I figure at this point I'm so far on Sega's shit list.
I'm sure you'll be allowed in some of
the they'll invite me, and then they'll close the door and beat me with lead pipes.
No, that became.
Do you like a Linux port now? Do you like it now?
Did you get to ask the next question?
I did not. My question was not read, and Shaddix was disappointed because I didn't scream that.
I was.
Yes, I did not get to ask that question. I would have shouted it, but then I would have been that asshole, and I don't like being that asshole, so it didn't happen.
Azuka-san would be like, "What the fuck are you on about?"
Azuka-san would have been like, "Oh Christ, not this asshole."
No, that would be Ruby. Aaron Weber.
Aaron Weber would be like, "What the fuck is Linux?" So,
what
the fuck is Linux, and what is this guy screaming about it? What is up? Anyone?
Have some common sense, good sir, and shut the fuck up, basically.
Linux ports! No. Next question.
Where the hell's Froggy?
Wasn't that a question?
Yes, it was.
No, I don't think he'd scream that at me.
Shut up, boy!
Someone remove that fucker from the top balcony.
Yes, the one with the tail's hat drinking that beer.
Just throw him out. I don't care. Just care. Kick him out on the street.
Get that abatement vehicle over here.
I think this could also describe Sega's reaction.
No!
That's pretty much Sega in a nutshell, yeah. From what I've been told. For those who couldn't understand exactly what was just said.
No!
There you go.
Oh, dear.
Meanwhile, the rest of the community. Not really. I don't think I would really do that in front of them. And make them afraid of ever holding Sonic Boom again. Which, by the way, I think I talked about this a little bit earlier, the whole location issue. Don't get me wrong, it was cool going to the arch and all, but,
I'm not falling off.
Honestly, who here has heard of St. Louis outside of, you know, when Tom...
Outside of WWE, because I know one of the wrestlers are from them, and I hear it every week, so...
You know, if they had said Chicago, people would be like, oh, well, Chicago, that's it.
Yeah. The only reason I know St. Louis is because of Randy Orton, basically.
So,
I have a St. Louis shirt that's not mine.
Yeah, bro.
That's very helpful. So, it could have been like pulling it, I don't know, in Fremont. Let's hold it in Fremont, Nebraska. What do you think, guys?
Where the hell is that?
I don't know, but it's an awesome idea.
You might as well hold it in Durham, in England.
Let's just run it in Moscow.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Soviet Russia.
Many Sonic fans won't even be able to go because many of them are bisexual or gay.
Oh dear. Awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward.
So, about holding it someplace not St. Louis next year.
Manchester.
Yes, we're going to hold Sonic Boom a week after Summer of Sonic in Manchester.
In Manchester, Canada.
I'll be the host. Thank you, Kimber, my co-host.
In Manchester, Canada.
Okay. I'm still voting, I'm still voting for Timmins, Canada. I want my goddamn Sonic Head
Las
Maple
Vegas.
Dispenser.
What about Las Vegas? Hell yeah. It was like Casino Night Zone.
Excuse to go to Vegas.
There you go.
This guy kept screaming, take my fucking rings. We had to throw him out. I don't know. So, yeah. You know, Las Vegas, I guess, would be a suitable choice if they're, you know... Here's the thing. My thing I've been pushing is they should do, like, a rotating schedule, so they do it... Like, last year they did it in San Diego, this year they did it in St. Louis, so next year they hold it someplace on the East Coast.
I want them to make Summer of Sonic, because every year, I know London's the main destination, but it's, like, there's other places decently. You got Liverpool, you probably get more space for
it. Well, you can't very well hold it in Birmingham.
Birmingham's actually a decent place, really. It's very you got NEC. That'd be a good place to host it.
But like, I don't know, hold it in New York next year or Atlanta or you know.
New York is a good place because you got the New York Comic Con.
And then, after that, they can bring it back on the West Coast. Only instead of doing it on the West Coast, they can do it in Las Vegas. And then they can hold their casino night theme.
And the only music playing throughout the night on the stream is
That's right. For 8 hours, Jun Senui is gonna play Casino Night. So.
I would wait to see it.
By the end of it, shoot me!
You know where the next Sonic Boom should be?
Someplace in Louisiana swamplands. No, we're not going to Australia. Screw that. There's too many things that want to kill me down there.
Wait, is that the fucking going to kill you?
It's Australia. Everything down there is basically designed by nature to kill you.
Yeah. It's a good thing my uncle moved away from there.
Come on, it's Australia. How did Maureen survive so long is beyond me. Maybe she died. She hasn't been back since, so...
She went back to Australia and she got caught in a bushfire.
No, I'm betting my money on some freakishly large spider web.
I got thrown into a barbecue. But I might do a barbecue. A fresh marine here.
I don't know what to say to that, so... Okay, well, I think it's probably... I'm start wrapping up here.
No. Yeah.
Yes, it is, because the show's only like an hour long, and it's now 7:01, so...
RSN Overrun.
I am not Silver Sonic for the last time.
You're already overrunning for 1 minute. That's already a
pre-show and overruns.
That's why I'm trying to end it. I'm trying so hard to end it. So,
only you can help end it.
I'm trying.
Listen,
I gotta find a track.
Lawnmower.
What?
Did anybody hear the lawnmower?
I don't hear a lawnmower. Where are you hearing a lawnmower from?
Here it is again.
Well, stop mowing. Why are you listening to the show while you're mowing the lawn?
Somebody else outside.
Well, tell them to shut it up. I'm doing a show here.
Apparently, I owe my friend 6 cakes now.
Crazy people.
I am now known as that one guy who owes me 6 cakes.
You're owed cakes?
Yeah, to, if you know, SD on Radio... Radio Nintendo, sorry.
Radio Nintendo, which, by the way... Yeah. Is also on, you know, I never really did my spiel saying what channels to go to. See what happens when I'm like actually trying to focus, I end up forgetting to do things, so. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, in case anyone is curious, next week I will be returning. The Sonic fan fiction section, so we can all celebrate. So, again, it's coming.
I'm sure Trekkie's very happy with us.
Oh, I'm sure he's ecstatic.
Yeah, I might actually have to miss it.
No, you listen. Listen. Or I will make Sonic Boom in Timmins, Canada a reality. Alright? We're coming for you, Spinnick! We're coming for you! Anyways, what was I saying?
I want to do a Hulk Hogan reference now, but it's racist.
Right. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and cut this off now. Alright. So, this has been Voice with your Hour of Fail while talking about Sonic Boom 2013 being a goddamn train wreck. So, until next week, this is Voice Arson Life.
are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.